This week on WUWM, we're looking at the issue of youth violence as part of our special Project Milwaukee series. Many young people from Milwaukee who are convicted of violent crimes do their time at Ethan Allen School near Wales, just west of Waukesha. It's Wisconsin's most secure prison for boys. WUWM's Aaron Toner met with three inmates from Milwaukee. They say growing up around violence led them to where they are today.
To get to Ethan Allen, you drive along the edge of Lapham State Park through thick, hilly forests that provide the prison's backdrop. And even though tall fences and razor wire cut through the natural environment here, it's still much more peaceful and welcoming than what many of the kids behind the fences are used to. Three young men, who are going by the nicknames Monte, Flo, and T-Mac, are all here for violent crimes. They told me about the Milwaukee neighborhoods they grew up in.
You see children's beatings and people getting chased up and down the street. And, you know, just a lot of reckless stuff, you know. It's just so much that you see that sometimes that's all you know. You 8, 9 years old, you see people shooting and fighting all the time and you there every day. Eventually you want to start fighting and shooting if you ain't know nothing else.
Where I grew up at, it was the same thing, like that you grew up around and that's what you see. You know what I mean? So, like, when I was little, I see other guys getting shot at. And to me, it was just like the movies. I'd just sit there and look at it. Like, I won't run into nothing. It was just something that was normal to you.
It was pretty much wild. You know, everybody was on some illegal crime activity. It wasn't no good neighborhood.
Monte was convicted of burglary and battery. When he was 15, he and his cousin broke into a man's house and beat him with baseball bats.
It was somebody my mom knew, and some issues at home. I felt like he was breaking up the family and coming between my mama and my father, and she was going out with him and she wasn't coming home. So that was the only way I felt I can get rid of him is do something to him.
The victim survived, and Monte got 3 to 5 years. He was released when he was 17, but got locked up again a few months ago because he lost a bet and robbed someone to pay it off. Now he's scheduled to be released in November 2009. Monte says his family was poor, like all the families around him, and the kids didn't have a lot to do.
You know, when I was young, I was into the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA. They want like $30, $40 to be a member there. You know, they want us to stay out of trouble. You know, we need something to get into that doesn't cost that much. Because what if your family cannot provide for those activities that you want to get into? You know, you go up there and they won't let you in. Then where you at? You're back on the streets and ain't too much there for you. Ain't too much there for you on the streets, but sometimes trouble.
Perhaps Monte didn't know that the YMCA waives fees for low-income families if they ask. But he says almost everything else costs money. Monte says he's not making excuses for what he did, but he wants people to know some of the reasons kids sometimes make bad decisions.
If somebody really want to do something, they're going to try to find a way to get the money, even if it's they're trying to put it to a good cause. They might try to steal $30 to give it to the YMCA. You never know what the motive behind people doing crime.
Flo, who's now 23, was convicted of being party to first-degree intentional homicide. He joined a gang when he was 10.
To me, it was like I had no brothers, so to me, they were my brothers.
He says guns were easy to get and everyone had them.
You got shot at?
Yeah, I done got shot at a couple times. You could be walking, you could be on what they call the hood or whatever, and you get shot at. Or you could be in the car and they could just see you and they end up shooting at you.
Then, when he was 14...
I was in the car and somebody got shot and killed.
It was a rival gang member who was killed. There was no provocation. The guy was just in the wrong neighborhood. Flo wasn't the shooter, but he got 10 years at Ethan Allen for being party to the crime. The other inmate from Milwaukee, 19-year-old T-Mac, is here for shooting and robbing a drug dealer. Before it happened, he says he was sleeping in drug houses at night and didn't go home very often to where his mom was taking care of his sister and 4 nieces and nephews.
I was living with the streets. I didn't want to miss nothing. It's like fun, like the activity the neighborhood used to have. It's like if I'd have went home, I'd have missed some.
Monte, Flo, and T-Mac say prison has made them better people. They got their high school diplomas, they got therapy, and have learned how to make better choices. But they don't have much hope that kids in Milwaukee's central city will grow up any differently than they did. T-Mac says it would take a miracle. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.